Castro Valley General Purpose Meeting, Monday, September 18th, 2017.
All right, call the meeting to order for September 18th, 2017. Everybody please stand. Keep your right place in the pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, or to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, we have kind of a short meeting tonight, but to start off, why don't we roll call?
Tangren.
Here.
Moore.
Here.
Carbone.
Here.
Cuna.
Here.
Richie.
Here.
Sadoff and Crawford are excused.
Yep. Sadoff and Crawford are excused. Okay. All right, so let's start off with the approval of minutes. But before we actually go there, we have an opportunity for public comment. If anybody is here to speak on an item that's not on the agenda, just fill out a yellow card over there and submit it, and hear what you have to say, and assuming we don't have any, so we're going to move right into the...
Excuse me.
You got one? Can I have you? Could you fill out a card? Okay, well, here, you can come up here and speak, and but I will need you to fill out your name and on a card over there so we can have it for record.
All right. He's going to give you one of my white right now.
Okay, it's not yellow tonight, it's white. Thank you.
You can fill it out afterwards.
Yeah, you can. Why don't you come up here and speak, and then you can fill it out.
I had a room where I
Okay. Well, why don't you step up here and tell us your name?
My name is Lee Lewis.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'm just here for that fact that.
Okay, I said feeding cats is a crime?
Yes, but
they're
not.
Is it a crime?
Well, you're fine for it.
You said you heard that?
No, I
don't. Okay, you're making a statement that feeding cats is a crime?
Yeah.
Okay. Told you. Oh, so. Okay.
That's going to pull it.
So.
Where's your arm, Jack?
And you're opposed to that.
Yeah, I think not being a dog is right. I think it's truly an animal. It has water when I'm starting.
We'll pass your comments on to animal control. I'm not sure how the structure actually will get to changing that, but
yeah,
we'll pass those comments along. And I was unaware that it was against the law as well, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, so item number two on the agenda is Allen County Fire Department annual updates. Hold on one second, Dave. Okay, yeah. We have to approve the minutes for July 17, 2017. Do we have any changes or do we want to have approval?
Motion to approve.
Also, okay.
We have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. OK.
Okay, the drafts are approved as written?
Yes.
Okay, now we're on to item number two. Alameda County Fire Department annual update. You got to talk.
Oh, there we go. Talk directly into it. All right. Well, good evening. I'm Dave Roach. I'm the fire chief for the Alameda County Fire Department. And I'll start by saying, while it says annual update, I know this is the first time the council's seen me in the fire chief's role, which means that you haven't seen a fire chief in at least 3 years, and I don't think it's been longer than that prior to. So, you know, I apologize for that. I've run into Mark Crawford, or talked to Mark a number of times, and I think, well, the reason for me being here tonight is to talk about some property that the Alameda County Fire Department purchased here in Castro Valley, but I think it's better to come actually on an annual basis. So I think the plan is to try to look at coming sometime September, October, depending on how scheduling goes forward, and that we can give you an update on all the things the Alameda County Fire Department is doing rather than just one or a few things. All right, so the Alameda County Fire Department was formed in 1993 by the Board of Supervisors, who serve as our Board of Directors. And the reason I bring that up is it's important. A lot of fire departments have tradition and a lot of history. And while we have a lot of history and a lot of tradition that's come together, one of the things that was important for us is to set clear goals as to who we are. So the Alameda County Fire Department set out and has a mission statement that was developed by not only the chief officers in the organization, but by the membership in the organization. It has core values, customer service, the organization members, strategic management, and regional cooperation. So those sit as our core values. When we make decisions, when I make decisions on a daily basis, these are some of the things we refer to all the time. We just finished, I just finished interviewing folks for the firefighter recruit position to start on our January academy. And one of the questions was really designed to look at these core values that we have and make sure that they understand them and they can demonstrate behaviors that align with what the Alameda County Fire Department thinks when it comes to customer service or the organization, strategic management, and then regional cooperation. Oh, there we go. So the Alameda, just by way of update, the Alameda County Fire Department today covers about 508 square miles. We cover all of the unincorporated areas in the county, with the exception of the Fairview area, which I don't think I need to, at least for your group, explain to you where that's at. Sometimes we have to explain to them where Fairview exists. We cover five cities, which are listed there. And then we also cover the two national laboratories, and I was want to mention that there's a third national laboratory, Sandia in Livermore as well, that we provide service to under our Livermore lab contract. We also provide fire dispatch and for a number of different agencies that are not, and cities that are not part of the Alameda County Fire Department. So the City of Alameda, the City of Fremont, Camp Parks, Livermore Pleasanton are part of our dispatch center, as well as we dispatch all of the paramedics plus ambulances throughout the county. That's part of our duties as well. So we serve approximately 394,000 citizens on a daily basis. We do that from 29 fire stations. We've got 27 engines, 5 trucks, 2 quints, a heavy rescue, and 4 battalion chiefs that are working at any one time. So our daily staffing, when we have firefighters 24/7, is about 108 firefighters, including the chief officers on a daily basis on 24/7. Our staffing is divided up among what we call FIRE, and then up there is the acronym ACRAC, or the Alameda County Regional Emergency Communications Center, which has about 39 employees. That's our dispatchers and dispatch supervisors and some of the staff that oversees them, but the primary operations on the fire side, and also carries some of our administrative staff. When we're at full staffing in our reserve program, the reserves we're authorized to have about 100 reserves. The reserve program back in 2001 went through a lot of transitions. And while we have some people that have been in the program for a long period of time, the primary emphasis of the program today is really to be a recruitment base for the Alameda County Fire Department and for other agencies as well. There's no way that we're gonna hire all of the reserves we have, but we certainly wanna prepare the local youth that are in our communities to be firefighters as a career or other careers that are related, and this gives them the opportunity to do that. So one of the requirements is you have to live in Alameda County or within 25 or 20 miles travel distance of basically the 580-680 interchange. The station they operate out of is really a classroom, and it's located back behind in one of the utility areas of Santa Rita Jail. So we operate, actually that's got three bulldozers, but we actually have two bulldozers. So that's a typo that I just noticed up there. So we just picked up our second, well, we had one bulldozer up until this year, and we picked up a second bulldozer to operate. And that primarily operates out in the East County. And it's amazing the amount of work that compared to firefighters just on engines that you could do with a bulldozer on it, especially in Alameda County where the topography and then the fuels that you're talking about in the Altamont, some of the rural areas are really conducive to being able to operate a bulldozer and cut line and do the sorts of things that we need to do. We have both water rescue programs for the inland areas, for the lakes and the streams that we have, and at some points we have some flooding in other areas, and we have a pretty extensive bay water rescue program that we operate out of the San Leandro Marina, and then we operate out of the Emeryville Marina as well as one of our contract cities. We have a 2,500 gallon water tender that's stationed today in Dublin. We actually have a second one that we've just ordered. That 2,500 gallon water tender at this point is probably almost 30 years old. So it's at the well beyond its service life at this point in terms of a firefighting piece of equipment. Usually we go from 15 to 20 years when it comes to replacing engines and trucks. Our heavy rescue is state certified type 1 heavy rescue. So the people that operate on that are at the highest level training in the state to operate on a heavy rescue. It's essentially a small urban search and rescue unit that we respond to all greater alarm fires and rescues and things in the county. So it comes out of the Ashland area on 164th Avenue. And then we have a state certified type 1 hazardous materials response team that we operate as well. And that comes out of four different locations. We operate out of a station in San Leandro on 143rd. Then Station 25 here in Castro Valley, and the Livermore Lab and the Berkeley Lab are the four stations. But the team that operates between San Leandro and Castro Valley is the certified team that operates at a Type 1 status. So once again, typing, when we talk about that's a mutual aid term that we utilize in the state of California, and they're at the highest level of type, which means that they could identify an unknown chemical or source of material and hopefully stop whatever it is.